It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Whoop. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Like to wave? Wave with the hand, wave with the shoe, wave with the sneaker. Hey, that's an idea. I have something in here that reminds me of that. First of all, there's some pictures in here, and also a kind of a toy that you put on your hand and you make it talk. Make it move and talk. Can you guess what it might be? I'll show you the pictures first. Remember Mr. Sugar, who came here and took pictures of my family not too long ago? There's John Rogers and Mrs. Rogers and Jamie Rogers and Mr. Rogers. Remember when we were all singing at the piano? See if you know what we were doing here. What's down here that's swimming around in an aquarium? What are they? Mm-hmm. Now, here's a picture that was taken some time ago of Jamie and John with some puppets. Yeah. I was playing with them with puppets, too. We were having a grand time. It's what made me think of bringing some puppets for you today. One of the reasons. This is a puppet that looks like a whale.
Hello,
says the whale.
Goodbye,
says the whale. That was a mighty quick visit.
I know.
Can swim off. Here's a puppet that a young friend of mine and his mother and father put together and made. And they said that it reminded them of X, the owl. Because it does look like an owl. See how I put my hand inside the puppet? Like that. And I put this finger up into the puppet's head. And these two fingers into the arms, or the wings, here. See, it just goes right in like that. And then you can just make it move. Okay. You could even pretend that you have one on your hand. Sure, or put a handkerchief around your hand and make it like that. Sometimes it's easier, you know, to say certain feelings that you have when you have a puppet on your hand. You just make the puppet talk and say some very important things. One important thing, and you might not need a puppet for it at all, but you might want one sometime, is to say, I love you. Yeah. But there are many ways to say, I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. I love you. There's the puppet way to say I love you, as you put it on your hand and make it talk and say. The puppet way, can even dance the puppet way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your clothes before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. Sure, puppets don't do anything for themselves. It takes people to make them talk and make them move. I know a very special person whose name is Susan Lynn, who's going to be in our neighborhood today. And she says very important things with her puppets. I want you to know her, yeah. Because I feel good about Susan Lynn as a friend, yeah. Let's go out on the porch and just wait for her to come, all right? You know, sometimes we wait for people to knock on the door and then we answer the door. But let's just go on the porch and wait for her. Could you say her name? Susan Lynn. Could you? She has one puppet that I like very much. Her name is Audrey. Yeah, she's the one that I know the best. Yeah. Oh, there she is now. Hi, Susan.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Here's my friend that I've been telling you about.
Hello. Mr. Rogers told me you'd be here today.
Will you come inside?
Sure.
I see you have your bag. Good. Will you sit over here? This is a puppet that some friends of mine sent to me.
Hello, puppet.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, they were pretending that it was X the
Owl. It
looks
like X.
Mm, it does.
Would you like to see my special puppets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you bring Audrey? I haven't seen her for such a long time.
There she is. See, she has new ribbons on today. And a new dress. Did you know that my mother made Audrey for me?
She did.
A long time ago. And then I had to get a new one and a new one and a new one because she wears out pretty easily.
Sure. Well, I know that you use her a lot to say important things.
Sometimes I pretend that she's shy. You going to be shy today, Audrey? Shy today. Do you want to say hello? You aren't sure. Do you want to look at everybody first? Okay. Hello. Do you want to say hello to Mr. Rogers too? You've seen Mr. Rogers before.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I'm really glad that you'd come with Susan today.
You are glad to see me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what?
What?
I have on a new dress today.
I like your dress very well, Audrey.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But I like the duck that's inside the dress better.
I'm a duck. Do you like that duck that's in, you mean me that's inside of the dress?
Mm-hmm. The you that's inside yourself.
I change my clothes a lot, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
You don't change yourself, though, do you?
I'm always me inside. Sometimes I pretend to be something else. But I'm not, am I?
No, you're Audrey, but you're Audrey that grows. And you're able to help Susan grow, too.
Sometimes I can say things.
Sometimes you can say things that I might be afraid to say.
Sometimes I get sad.
Sad?
And sometimes I get happy, too.
Happy? Do you ever get mad, Audrey?
Uh-huh. Sometimes I get real, real, real mad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get mad, too?
Sure, sometimes I get really mad.
Do you get mad?
Of course I do. Everybody gets mad sometimes.
Big people get mad, too.
Big people get mad, yeah.
They do.
And the important thing is what you do when you're mad.
What do you do when you're mad?
Oh, sometimes I just go like this on the piano.
That's right. Sometimes I play the guitar real, real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I get mad, I hit clay.
Hit clay.
Real hard.
A great idea.
And sometimes I say, I'm mad.
Boy, that helps, doesn't it? It helps to tell people when you are mad.
Uh-huh.
It also helps to tell them when you're shy. Because then they know.
I was shy to come here today. A little bit, and Susan was a little shy, too. Do you get shy, too?
Sometimes when I meet new people, I just wonder what they're going to be like, and so that's a kind of feeling shy.
That's right.
I have an idea.
What?
Would you and Susan like to visit the neighborhood of make-believe?
Both of us? Will you come with me, Susan?
I'll come with you, Audrey.
And you'll be there to take care of me?
Yes, I'll be there to take care of you.
You've seen the neighborhood of make-believe on television.
Uh-huh.
And you know a lot of the people who live there.
I know X the... He looks nice. X the owl looks nice. And Henrietta Pussycat looks nice. Mm-hmm. And I know Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Yeah.
Is she nice, too?
Well, why don't you just find out for yourself? X the Owl could be your escort in the neighborhood of make-believe.
What's an escort?
Somebody who takes you around and shows you the different places.
Oh, goody. And Susan will come with me?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll come with you.
Oh, goody. Let's go.
Okay. You ready? Would you like to make-believe with us? And X the Owl will be showing Audrey and Susan all through the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? Let's pretend. And this is the platypus mound over here. And, oh, look, here's Ornithorhynchus Anatinus.
Oh, look, Audrey, a baby. Isn't she tiny?
Yeah, she's Dr. Bill and Mrs. Platypus's baby.
I was a baby once, too, you know.
I know.
What's the matter? Did I do something?
No, Audrey, I don't think you did anything.
I didn't mean to hurt her.
Oh, Audrey, you didn't hurt her.
Oh, and you wouldn't. No, she's just a little startled.
That's right. She's
Hi, Miss Platypus.
What's wrong, my dear?
I didn't mean to hurt her.
Nothing's wrong, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, it's you, X.
My friends were just looking at Anna, and she started crying. This is my friend Susan and
Hello,
Audrey.
Mrs. Platypus.
Hello, Mrs. Platypus.
I'm so glad to meet you. Well, I guess Anna was just startled with an unfamiliar face.
Yeah, it takes a while to get used to some people, you know.
I know, it does.
Yeah, I guess you're right, X. Well, anyhow, I'm glad this stranger's becoming a friend.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Platypus.
We better be moving along now, girls. I'm trying to show them our neighborhood before they have to leave.
Well, that's nice. Well, have a nice time.
Oh, thank you. It's nice meeting you, Mrs. Platypus.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye, Mrs. Platypus.
Come along, Audrey and Susan.
Okay.
Over this way. Now, this is Lady Elaine Fairchild's museum. Henrietta.
What's the matter?
Oh, I thought I saw someone I wanted you to meet.
Oh, who is it?
Henrietta Pussycat. She lives close to me.
Oh, goody. I'd like to meet Henrietta Pussycat. And she'd like to meet me, too.
Yeah,
wouldn't
I'm sure.
She,
well,
Audrey, I'm sure she would like to meet you.
Well, you girls will meet. She's kind of shy, but she. Oh, there she is. It is Henriette.
Oh. I don't see her.
Well, just look over there. See?
I don't see her.
Well, she was there just a second ago. She almost seems to be hiding.
Well, you know, you did say she was a little shy.
Yeah, but what would she want to do that for? I mean, maybe she... Yeah, Henrietta. Hi, Henrietta. Henrietta.
I see her.
You see her? Yeah. I sure don't understand what's gotten into her.
Well, maybe she didn't hear you.
Oh, she heard me all right.
Maybe she's just a little shy.
Well, what about?
Well, about meeting me and meeting Audrey.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I see.
Do you mean because she doesn't know us just like we don't know her?
Probably, yeah. Oh, the museum's turning. That means that late...
Hello, friends. Well, what brings you here? Say, who are you? Well, never mind. I'll introduce myself. I'm Lady Elaine Fairchild, dearie. You're lucky to meet me.
Thank you. I guess I am. Nothing shy about her.
Yeah, what do you mean by that, sweetie?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that...
It's just that we think Henrietta is shy.
Well, everybody knows that. You could tell that when you met her, couldn't you?
Well, no,
I guess you just didn't pay very close attention.
Well, you don't understand. I did...
No, you don't understand. You see, Henrietta takes a while to meet new people.
Well, you don't give anybody a chance, do you?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you don't give anybody a chance to say anything.
What Audrey means, Lady Elaine, is that we haven't even met Henrietta Pussycat yet.
Oh, is that all? Oh, I see.
You see, I'm a friend of Mr. Rogers, and he invited me and Audrey to come look at the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, you are? Well, then welcome, and come on inside, and let me show you around
here in the
museum.
Oh, thank you.
Meow, 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 tree, meow.
Oh, that's Henrietta. Sure, Han, we will be right there.
Sounds like she's ready to meet us.
Yeah, it certainly does. We'll visit here another time, Lady Elaine, okay?
Is that okay, Lady Elaine? Can we come back again?
Oh, sure, you're welcome anytime, dear. I mean, my museum's always here, and I'm always glad to show it.
Oh, thank you.
Sure, and toot toot to both of you.
Toot toot.
Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Bye, Lady Elaine.
Come on now, Henrietta seems ready to visit with
okay.
us. Okay, here we go. Right over to the church.
Meow, 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 ready, meow.
Oh, hi there, Henrietta.
Meow, ready, meow.
Ready?
Meow, 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 friends.
Oh, yes, Henrietta. This is Audrey and Susan. This is Henrietta Pussycat.
I'm very glad to meet you, Henrietta.
I'm glad to meet you, too, Henrietta. You sure are pretty. I wish I looked like you.
Meow, meow, look like... Meow, 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 mouth, meow.
My mouth? You mean my bill?
Meow.
It's a duck bill.
Meow.
Ducks have them, not like people. Ducks have bills.
Meow, 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 bite pussycats?
No, I wouldn't bite a pussycat. I bite food, and I use my bill to talk to people with. I like talking to people better than biting them.
Meow. 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 Glad Meow came. Meow.
Were you hiding from us, Henrietta?
Meow, guess so.
But now you're glad to meet us?
Meow.
Oh, goody.
Meow, meow, glad... Meow talk, meow Audrey.
Oh, goody, I'm glad to meet you, Henrietta Pussycat.
Yeah.
Does help to know things from ducks like Audrey.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, there's
hello
Mr.
There.
McFeely.
Good day
meow,
to you.
Meow, Mr. McFeely, meow, meow.
Hello, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 your new friends, meow.
Oh, yes, this is Audrey and
hello.
Susan Lynn.
Hello, Audrey. Hello,
hello.
Susie. My name is Mr. McFeely, the speedy delivery man, and King Friday the 13th knew you were in his neighborhood, and he wants you all to come over to the castle and meet him, all righty?
Oh, you mean we're all invited?
You're all invited, yes, sir, X.
Oh, boy, Henrietta, you wouldn't want to meet a king, would you?
Meow, sure, Audrey. Meow, 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 no, meow, king. Meow, meow, queen. Meow, 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 babysitter sometimes. Meow, meow, prince.
But Henrietta, is he a real king?
Meow, meow, real king, meow, make-believe.
Well, that's real enough for me.
Well, come along then. Come on, Audrey. Come on, Susan. Right this way, friend. Come along.
Henrietta Pussycat was frightened of Audrey's bill that opens and closes like that.
That's right. But, you know, puppets can only do what people make them do. And I wouldn't make Audrey bite Henrietta Pussycat. Would you like to see my very, very first puppet that I ever had?
Yeah.
His name is Sidnifer Dragon.
Sidnifer Dragon.
That's right. I named him after my father. He has a high, squeaky voice.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, Sidnifer.
Yeah, I played with him a lot when I was little.
Looks as if he was made out of a sock.
That's right.
I was made out of a sock. I was.
Sidnifer Dragon.
You can make lots of puppets out of socks.
Do you have any that you could show us?
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Sidnifer. How old were you when you played with Sidnifer?
I was six.
Six.
6 years old. Mm-hmm. Here's a sock.
Mm-hmm.
And supposing we put the heel on top and put the mouth inside here like that. There.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Mr. Sock?
Mr. Sock.
And we could give Mr. Sock some eyes. Sometimes you use buttons for eyes. Audrey's eyes are made out of buttons.
Mm-hmm. They're just pieces of material that you could stick on. Huh?
That's right. And now I can see. And a nose. There.
You know, Susan, I've been watching you as you've made Audrey talk and Sidnifer Dragon and now Mr. Sock. And I can't tell that you're making them talk.
That's because I do ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism?
Ventriloquism. That's
What's
a big
that?
Word, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Can you say ventriloquism?
Ventriloquism.
How do you do it without making your mouth move?
You smile real hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like this. And then say, hello. Mm-hmm. And grit your teeth together so your lips don't move. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
And you can do it in a really high voice like Audrey's.
Hello, my name is Audrey.
Mm-hmm. Or you can do it in a low, deep voice.
Hello, my name is Mr. Sock.
And then you can make the puppet's mouth move.
Hello, my name is Mr. Sock.
Now you try it, okay?
Hello, my name is Mr. Hand. But my lips still move.
Well, smile. Try smiling real hard. That's better. Now try it.
Hello? My name is Mr. Hand.
That's right.
But still, it's very hard to say a E and a H and a
B. That's right.
A B and a P and an M are very hard to say.
That's right. You really have to work at that. And you can do it by putting your tongue against the top of your teeth here.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Piper.
Can you try that?
Peter Piper.
Sometimes it sounds like Teeter Typer. We'll try it.
Peter Piper.
Teeter Piper.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled tithers.
Boy, is that good. But you've really worked on that for a long time, haven't you?
I had to practice a long time, especially on the P's and the B's and the M's.
I bet.
Those are the hardest ones to do.
You're a real ventriloquist. Excuse me, that's my telephone. Hello? Yes, Judy. Yes, she's here. Would you like to talk with her? It's Judy Brown.
Hello? Oh, is dinner ready?
Okay, all right, I'll be right over. We were just talking about puppets. Okay, bye-bye. I have to go. It's time
well,
for dinner.
I'm so glad that you came. And you showed us so many things that are helpful to us.
Oh, it was nice
You'll
to be here.
You'll come again, won't you? Because I know you have other puppets.
That's right. Other puppets
and
I'd like to
And we can learn
you.
Other things from you. It's our friend Susan Lynn. There's some food for you, fish. Fish don't talk. No, they just eat their food like that. Maybe your parents or somebody else that you love could help you make a puppet. Someday you might be able to make one of your own. I still think that there's something that we could do. Hello, everybody. Shoe puppet. And after you're able to make them yourself, you could make up a whole neighborhood of puppets. Yeah. You know what it means when I start taking off the shoes and getting ready to go? We start to think about tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me.
Yep.
By just your being you. If somebody comes to your house who's new, and you just don't feel like saying hello to that person right away, you could put your puppet on and have it say hello at first. Mm-hmm. You're very special. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.